We need to address something. Okay?
Okay.
Just a reminder, she eats popcorn with a spoon because she puts hot sauce on it and she doesn't want to get the hot sauce on her fingers. We discovered this great hot sauce on it. It goes so good with the popcorn. I'll eat it with my fingers and just suffer the consequences.
Here's the thing, though. Because of my allergies, I have very itchy eyes. And so I would eat it with my fingers, hum, 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 and then be like, mmm. And then day ruined.
Yeah.
Life ruined.
The entire life?
Probably.
Wait.
How long can a person live with hot sauce in their eye?
Probably the same amount of time.
Not very long.
Well, relatively, if a human lifespan isn't very long, then yeah, not very long.
I ate hot sauce. No, I ate popcorn with a spoon. Also hot sauce with a spoon. I would eat that hot sauce with a spoon. It is so good.
That would be a little bit much, to be honest with you.
I am much more of a sauce boy than you are.
You're much more of a sauce boy.
I am such a sauce boy.
Yeah.
My one critique of you is that you're not enough of a sauce boy.
Chips and salsa is like my favorite snack.
Okay, but this is how you eat chips and salsa.
The right way.
This is how you eat chips and salsa. Okay, you got like delicious cup of salsa and then delicious chip. And you like dip it in and then you violently shake every delicious thing off and it's just like a coating.
No.
And then you eat it.
That is not at all. That's not at all.
No, that's not exactly how you do it. But you do like scoop just a small amount for a whole chip.
A balanced amount of chip and sauce, like crunch and sauce. A saucy crunch is what you're going for. You're going for is like a giant wad of sauce and then like a little bitty crunch. That's what you want.
I mean, kind of. I want like imagine if the salsa was like a bowl of chili and you had a spoon and you were going to get a bite of the chili on the spoon and eat it. I want that equivalent amount of salsa per chip.
Too much. Too much.
No. I want all the flavor. The chip doesn't really taste like much.
The chip's delicious.
It's good with the salsa on top of it.
Yes.
It's the same with cheese and crackers. Like, you'll get like a whole cracker and just like a little tiny piece of cheese.
Yes.
And you'll eat it like that. I get a cracker and a giant piece of cheese because I want to taste the cheese more than anything.
I don't do just a little bit. Well, sometimes I do a little piece of cheese.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes I prefer just the cheese by itself. That's different, though, with cheese. Sometimes I prefer just the cheese by itself because when you have some like really good cheese, when you throw a cracker on there, like it just kind of cancels out the flavor of both.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's why when I'm eating the cheese with the cracker, I often want the cracker because I want the crunch element with the like chew or the soft element of the cheese. Mm-hmm. But I need enough cheese to compensate for the cracker so that I'm still tasting the cheese. Also, here's what I do. I go cracker, cheese, and then I put it in my mouth cheese side down so I taste the cheese.
That's a good idea. Cheese side down is a good idea. But a lot of cheese.
Yes.
To me, that I don't even want that at all. Even without cracker. If I'm going to eat cheese, I'm going to have a little piece of it. I don't like having like a whole wad of cheese in my mouth.
I love having a whole wad of cheese in my mouth.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I want the flavor. I want some cheese in there. I don't want to wrap the inside of my mouth with cheese.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you invented it, or somebody did, but I am. You're one step away from getting kicked out of the Sauce Boy Club.
Mm. Well, it's been fun, guys. So this concludes our episode. Oh, no.
No, you're this one step away. You're still in the club.
Oh.
Until you mess up one more time.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the episode now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
But you quit after you thought I kicked you out of the Sauce Boy Club.
Isn't this the episode of Sauce Boy?
Is it? What are we doing here?
I don't know. Let's watch 20 Christmas movies.
Okay.
And let's have this be the last one.
Okay, what a perfect number to have always chosen.
And you know, off the top of my head, I don't know, Miracle on 34th Street, want to watch that one?
I guess.
Okay. Let's watch that one. I don't know why we didn't think of that one before. That's an obvious choice. I've seen it.
I've heard of that.
These are supposed to be 20 of the best supposed Christmas movies that we haven't seen.
Is Miracle on 34th Street the one where it's like very cheerful and they like go through the town and there's a train and then there's like a cute little girl and like then Santa's there and he cracks open an ice cold Coca-Cola in a glass bottle and then drinks it?
That's a Coca-Cola commercial.
Oh, okay. That's not Miracle on 34th Street. No. I thought the Coca-Cola in a glass bottle was the miracle on, and then they were on 34th Street.
This episode brought to you by Coca-Cola. Anywho.
Not.
No, that's not it.
Well, then I guess
I have seen Miracle on 34th Street. I have seen a few of them, so this is like one of them that I've seen. But this is one that's so classic that you probably have to see it.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yeah, that's why I insisted it be on the list, even though you'd seen it.
I just came up with it off the top of my head just now as well. But yeah. You insisted it be on the list.
Yeah.
Because
I hadn't seen it, and everybody is always talking about it. Miracle on 34th Street this, Miracle on 34th Street that.
They are, really. And they don't even say more than that. They just say this and that, and then you have to be like, what?
What? And they're like, oh, you would know if you'd seen it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'll know. I'll know what this and that.
Yeah. It's a good... I remember being a good one. It is old. And I know how you feel about old movies. You like them.
I like
every
them
every single time, nearly.
Every time.
Nearly every time.
Nearly every time. 70% of the time, I like them every time.
No, I would say 90%. You didn't really... Bishop's Wife was a little...
Yeah, still enjoyed it. I just had a lot of critiques.
Yeah.
I had a lot of issues with it.
Yeah.
It was still fun to watch.
And then also...
Really well acted.
Yeah, Holiday Inn had a really bad part in it. But other than that, it was good.
Yeah.
And you liked all of them. All the old ones.
What was the one that we just watched?
Just yesterday?
No. I mean, the old one that we just watched.
No.
What did we watch yesterday?
White Christmas. We watched Tangerine yesterday.
Oh, yeah. White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one with the two guys and then the sisters?
Yes,
that one was great.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I want to watch that one. I want to watch that movie every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe okey-dokey. Like June.
In June?
Yeah.
Or do you want to watch it with June?
I want to make a friend named June. Not from Handmaid's
Tale. Not from Handmaid's Tale? Okay.
No, I want to make a new friend named June.
Okay.
Or rename one of my current friends.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Eliza if she'll change her name to June.
She looks like she could be a June. She could be an Eliza, but she could also be a June.
She could be an Eliza because she is, but she could totally be a June.
Yeah.
She could pull that off.
Actually, I don't know if she could be an Eliza. Anyway.
Should we watch this movie before it gets so late?
Miracle on 34th Street, starring people I don't remember, but there's a little girl in it, and there's a man and a woman,
and
an old man.
And they drink Coca-Cola from glass bottles, and Santa's there.
They might.
There's a train.
I believe it starts with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the movie does.
The Coca-Cola commercial?
That might, too.
Huh.
No, I don't think there might be a Coca-Cola commercial involving that. Oh, also, episode 13 of Dear Hank and John, they found it in the comments.
I went back and looked.
And did you listen? Oh.
No, I didn't listen.
Someone commented.
I had listened to it before.
Someone
and I
commented
now.
That it sounded like I just walked in and sat down, like I just like barged into their episode. I don't remember doing that. I haven't re-listened, so I don't remember what exactly happens in the episode. But I do remember, but it was sort of like, well, I'm here. I happen to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they asked me if I wanted to be in it. Or maybe I asked them to be. I don't think I asked them to be in it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like you.
No. But I knew going in that it was just going to be. I think I knew going in that it was just going to be a short time. I wasn't in the whole episode. Because it was already a special episode because they were together. Hank and John.
Right.
And not only together, because someone pointed out that they did a live episode They've done several live episodes together.
Yes.
Not only were they together, Hank was in Indianapolis visiting, which is not which never happens.
I mean, Hank was literally just in Indianapolis visiting.
Okay.
Like a week ago or
something. Well, it was a rare event.
Yeah. Which you would know if you watch Vlogbrothers videos.
I do. I guess I don't watch every single one. Sorry, Hank and John. You probably don't watch every single one of the videos I make either. So there.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Now they'll Everybody's come back busy. And say they do, and then I'll feel really bad.
Everybody's busy.
Yep.
Should we watch Miracle on 34th Street? Or would you rather just... Maybe we could sub in that Coca-Cola commercial for Miracle on 34th Street, and then we'll be done super fast.
They're not going to pay us, though.
Coca-Cola... Christmas.
They're not going to pay us. Commercial. We're not going to do it. I don't even want to say that brand Santa. Name again the rest of the episode. Cut. Well, let's watch the movie. Let's watch the movie. Did it. Done. 20 movies.
20 movies. We succeeded in our goal. Sorry.
What'd you think of that Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh my gosh. So good. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. Why doesn't no one talk about how good this movie is?
Yeah, that's pretty surprising that you thought it was good, this timeless classic.
Yeah. Here's the things I liked about it. One, it felt so much more real than the other old movies we watched because, like, a lot of it seemed like it, or maybe all of it, I don't know. Much of it seemed like it was on real streets and in real buildings, mm-hmm. not like built sets.
Yeah. The beginning was really in New York.
Yeah. Well, and they did like a lot of stuff where it was like mm-hmm. clear that they were walking through like.
Yeah.
Actual buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome. That like threw me in right away. Also, the little girl actress was superb.
She was amazing. Natalie Wood.
So good.
Yeah, for a kid actor or actress, that was like incredible. Like you don't really get kid actors that good. Mm-hmm. You could say the only other, well, the first one that comes to mind, an actual good kid actor would be Opie, Ron Howard. He was really good.
Oh, yeah.
But she was amazing and she went on, I looked her up because I didn't know who it was. But she went on to be in Rebel Without a Cause, the original West Side Story. Now I have to say original West Side Story. Thanks, Spielberg.
Thanks a lot.
I want to see that one, though. yeah, she was good. That was good. That was the first. That might have been the first time I watched it from beginning to end. And it definitely was the first time doing that in a long time. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of it made more sense to me, and I understood it better this time. Because I think I remember as a kid not fully understanding everything. And I didn't realize it's entirely possible that he isn't Santa in this. When I was a kid, I was like, when you see, spoiler, here it comes. When you see the cane at the end, I was like, to me, that was like definitive proof. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, yeah. That is Santa. He's definitely Santa.
Yeah, but it is totally ambiguous. You do have to choose whether you're believing or not believing, even at the end.
Yep, yep. So and I guess good. As a kid, I chose to believe so that he good. Was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
It holds up. That one holds up. Big time.
And now I start the yawns.
Okay.
That's all right. Our tradition.
All right. Although, like, legally, like, a lot of the courtroom stuff, I don't know if a lot of that would fly in real life. That's the case with every courtroom movie.
Yeah.
But, here's a quote that I wrote down that I liked. There's a lot of bad-isms going on around in this world, and one of the worst is commercialism. That was good.
Yeah. One of the worst.
It received a B rating, which meant it was morally objectionable, the movie, because she was divorced. Oh, my stars!
Scandal.
Oh. And, great scene that I remember from I remember as a kid watching the bubblegum pop where Santa, Kris Kringle, Santa, I guess you'd call him Santa, he blows the bubble to impress the little girl. Mm-hmm. And it just shows the little girl's reaction. You don't see the bubble.
Yeah, she's
And she's like, I imagine a gigantic bubble. And then it cuts to him having to pick it out of his beard.
And it's like 3 seconds of him picking bubblegum out of his beard. That's it. Yeah. That's all you get.
That was good.
It was good.
It's just real good. Real well done sequence.
I really liked, there were a lot of times like that where it was like they, you know, something happens and then they move on to something, but they don't like waste a whole lot of time. It doesn't have to, each thing wasn't a big old scene. Sometimes it was just like, here's a little clip of this and then it's the next day. And a little clip of this and it's the next day.
And it was like an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
And unlike, I feel like Holiday Inn and White Christmas, I think each one of those were 4 hours long.
Yeah, approximately.
That's what it felt like.
It's funny because this one was shorter, but felt longer in a good way. Like it felt like a whole full story. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was great.
After 2 years of doing this.
Yes.
I think 3 years, actually. We did Christmas movies. I don't know if we did it in a row, the first one. Where I was trying to find the new Christmas classic.
That was 2018, so we didn't do 2019.
2019. Yeah, we were Scrooges 2019.
Yeah.
But all those 3 years, like, the initial idea was, like, I want to find a new Christmas classic because I'm sick of the ones you see all the time. I'm especially sick of A Christmas Story because that one's on TV all the time. I'm just sick of it. Sorry. I'm sick of that one. I know. I actually saw someone comment that they were hoping I'd watch that. We'd watch that one.
I've seen that.
But I think, like, the absolute most classic ones to me now after watching all of these, maybe not my favorite necessarily, but feel like the most classic Christmas movies, just obvious, it's Miracle on 34th Street and It's a Wonderful Life. They're the ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them. They're good.
Totally.
Totally good.
Totally good.
And then one more thing. Like, Santa commits violence in this one.
He does bop someone on the head with an umbrella.
He bonks a guy on the head. The hard part of the umbrella.
Yes, with the handle.
It's a little much for Santa Claus.
It was a little much, but this guy was being a tool.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, sometimes you gotta bomb some heads.
Mm,
you should never bomb heads.
With that sort of logic, like, anyone can justify anything, you know?
Yeah. No, it really was. He shouldn't have done it.
But, you know, it was the 40s.
It was the 40s.
So,
Fiorities.
This came out the same year as The Bishop's Wife, and both were nominated for Best Picture.
Ah. Well, only one of them was.
What was Best Picture?
Yes, of the two.
Well, yeah, this was better, I think, for sure.
Yes.
I don't know if either one of them won Best Picture, but I don't know. What am I, wealth of knowledge? Yes.
Yeah, that would be to have trivia'd.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at trivia while watching the movie. So, and there's a lot of trivia this one, and some of it might be interesting, but it was too many words to read while watching a movie.
That's true.
The beginning, they actually shot in New York outside, and it was apparently very, very cold. And some woman across the street from their shooting allowed the crew to go inside and warm up in between shots.
That's nice. Yeah, you could tell that was another thing. Yeah. You could tell it was like, they were actually outside on the street, and it was cold. You could see their breath.
It was really nice to see them actually on location, though, after watching those other movies.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow, yeah, they're really there. That's nice. Yeah. It was good.
It was really good.
Real locations, less CG, Hollywood. Come on. Let's go.
Come on, let's go. You just woke our dog up with your toe.
Less people just walking around acting in front of a green screen all the time.
Yeah.
Stop it. Hey, Birdie. I'm petting our dog with my toe right now. Hey, Birdie. Hi.
Do you think she's enjoying that?
Yeah, I think she is. It's hard to tell if she enjoys anything. Hey, bird.
Well, you know she likes food.
Like, whenever I pet her...
That's basically all we know for sure that she likes.
Whenever I pet her, I'm wondering, like, is she enjoying this? Or is she just like, oh, I'm supposed to do this now?
Yeah. Just have to sit there until they stop.
Yeah. She doesn't emote, so you don't know. Anywho, I love her. I love you, birdie.
Yeah.
This was it. This is it. We did it. In the beginning, you were like, I don't know if we can do 20 movies. And I was like, yeah, we're definitely doing a full 20 total. A
full 20. I know. I didn't think it was possible. But here we are. We've done it. We've completed it.
Mm-hmm.
20 movies.
Yep.
As always.
Yep.
We're good.
Is there anything else to say?
Nope.
And have yourself... a merry little Christmas. Bye, guys. Now. Hey, birdie.
Birdie.
Birdie. Hey, bird.